Good morning. This is Pastor Laurie, and we're all the way to Good Friday. Here is our reflection by Joyce Rupp for Good Friday of Holy Week. It's titled, One Who Surrenders All. The scripture is from Luke 23:46, and it goes like this. Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. The hour had come, beaten and stripped not only of his clothes, but also of his mission, success, and future plans. Jesus' work was finished, whether he wanted it to be or not. He who had totally given of himself for the sake of others now hung dying on the limbs of a tree. He felt abandoned. What sounded like despair and utter failure would eventually be remembered by his disciples as a tremendous moment of yielded love. The desolation of Jesus on the cross would become a powerful symbol of complete surrender to an infinite love whose affectionate, compassionate heart embraces all. Endless opportunities emerge throughout our lives, insisting that we let go of what holds us back from completely giving ourselves to the Holy One. This surrender involves a willingness to cease pushing to have only what we can control. As much as we would like it to be so, we do not have the ability to manage everything by ourselves. This reality leads to our having to make a consequential choice, to release ourselves trustingly to God's love, or to claw our way further into resistance against life's inevitable crosses. Author Cynthia Bourgeau notes that many revered writers on the topic of spirituality have come to this conclusion. All along, it has been surrender carrying them home to the heart of God. Will we also let surrender carry us home? Interesting to think about this in the context of our unusually large amounts of time at literally home as we shelter in place during this COVID-19 pandemic. Let us pray. Surrendered Son, your cry of agony and abandonment echoes in the chambers of my heart. The final surrender of your entire being into the waiting embrace of your Abba inspires me also to let go and yield to love. Our intention this day, this Good Friday, is this. I join with Jesus in his surrender.